I'm Darren Burton, and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. We'll start this week's show by taking a look at some very popular activities that are being run during the summer school holidays, and that's the Bushcapades program. With me is Toowoomba Regional Council's Bushcapades coordinator, Christy Jenkinson. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Darren.
Tell me a little bit about the program. When does Bushcapades start and how long does it run for?
We have 14 days of program this time round, and it runs from the 4th to the 21st of January.
What are some of the activities that the children can do?
We've again got lots and lots of activities. We've got going potty, which is a pottery activity, natural art, spotlighting, paper making, trash to treasure, lots of different activities.
Okay. The activities are held in our bushland parks. What do parents and children need to bring along?
Most of our activities, they just bring themselves and a bottle of water, a hat, some sunscreen.
And obviously a sense of fun.
Yep.
Now, Christy, what sort of ages are we looking at?
Generally, our activities are for ages 6 and up, just depending on the activity.
So everyone's invited? No age limits or restrictions or anything like that?
No, not at all. Parents get just as much out of it as the children do.
What about supervision?
All the kids are fully supervised by two of our council staff. Parents are welcome to attend as well.
Okay, sounds fun. Now, what's all this going to cost me?
The activities range from $5 to $10, just depending on the activity.
Now, Christy, you were telling me earlier that Bushcapades has been around for almost 10 years now, so obviously it's proving very popular.
It's extremely popular.
So get the bookings in sooner rather than later?
Definitely. Get your bookings in as soon as you possibly can.
And now, most importantly, how do I make a booking?
Bookings can be made by phoning our Parks and Recreation office on 4688 6514.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for that, Christy.
Thanks, Darren.
That was Christy Jenkinson, Council's Acting Bush Care Facilitator. And it's worth mentioning, of course, that the entire Bushcapades program can be found on Council's website, and that's www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. Now, it doesn't matter where you go at the moment, everyone's talking about water, of course, and so here's a general reminder to our residents on Toowoomba's bulk water supply that Level 5 restrictions are still in place, and they will be until the Wivenhoe pipeline is fully operational. Now, that's coming in around February next year, so same deal, just please, everyone, if they could keep an eye on their water consumption, try and stick to the 140 litres per person per day, and we'll maintain what water's left in the dams until the pipeline comes online. I'm sure you don't have to be reminded that Christmas is just around the corner, and of course a lot of things close down over the holiday break, and one of them will be the Sustainable Home Toowoomba out in Ramsey Street. It'll be closed on Thursday, December 24, and reopen again on January 16 in 2010. The home has proven a real favourite with eco-conscious residents around Toowoomba and around the region, in fact, who have come to visit it to see its practical design and take away some tips, whether they're building themselves, renovating, or just wanting to save some money. And you can pick up some great ideas just on how to be environmentally friendly, how you can save energy, save water. There's a lot of practical designs and examples there that will give you some great ideas. So already there's been more than 20,000 visitors through its doors since it opened in 2007. So make sure you get along, have a look at it, and see what improvements you can make around your own home. And just on handy tips, if you haven't got all your Christmas shopping done yet, then duck out to the Crow's Nest Regional Art Gallery. This year they're holding a Christmas exhibition, and the great thing is all the pieces there are on sale. So you've got your traditional paintings right through to pieces of pottery and all the rest. So there'd be something there that's a little bit different that you might be able to surprise someone in your family. The exhibition is on out at the gallery until December 20, and it's open from Tuesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Sundays from 11:30 to 4 p.m. So have a look at that and see if you can pick up something unique. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.